Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
If you're watching the video, you saw me with my little skeleton boxer man. So today we're talking about identity surfing, by the way, friends. Nothing really to do with this skeleton, unless you're pretending to be a skeleton. And identity surfing. So, oh, by the way, I forgot to say this. I do this quite often because I just get so excited about what I want to talk about. Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth. I am Heather, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And by the way, you can always come to the chat room and talk to me if you have questions. You know, if you're sitting there going, what the heck did she just say? What's she talking about? What does she mean? There's a chat room. I'm sitting here staring at it. Every now and then I see what goes by. And I would love to have a conversation with you. So come on over to inspiredchoicesnetwork.com and come into the chat room. So we are talking about identity surfing. And most of my topics, I'm just going to tell you this, most of my topics come to me during my morning meditation. And I'm not thinking about anything in particular, which is a fabulous place for your creative mind to be able, that's its playground. The playground of your creative mind is when you aren't trying to solve problems, when you aren't task-oriented. And that's when it comes out to play. So I would just randomly thinking about this movie, and I think I have the two actors right. I think it was Dustin Hoffman and Lily Tomlin were in it. That's who I picture in it. And it was called I Heart Huckabees. And it was a little metaphysical, a little quantum physics. It was a little bit of a fringe movie. Probably, you know, it wasn't a blockbuster or anything. It was kind of quirky. And at one point, the two of them are looking at each other going, who am I if I'm not who I am? Who am I if I'm not who I am? And this kind of has been banging around him, even though I saw this movie like 20 years ago. This, it still bangs around in my head. I'm a ruminator. I think about something, then I send it away to digest a little bit, and then I bring it back. There's going to be a topic coming up in a couple of weeks where I'm going to talk about ruminations. But we're talking about who am I? Who are you? Who are you? And sometimes we hit this crisis moment where we don't even recognize ourselves anymore. And, you know, that could be, you know, sometimes I think they label it as a, what do they call that? A midlife crisis. I've had multiple midlife crises. So does that mean that I have multiple lives that I'm living at once? I don't know. Maybe. But here's the thing. You are always you. You can't be anybody but you. Wherever you go, there you are, right? You are always you. But what if you are pretending not to be you? Right? So you are always you, but you may be not being or feeling able to be your authentic, who you feel that you really are. And that can be a painful place to live. And if one day you wake up and look at yourself in the mirror and go, how did I get here? How did this happen? I am not happy. Who is this person that I am being? And it's uncomfortable if you come to that realization. And sometimes some people never come to it. So I have a few thoughts like in my head about how this has come up for me. And this was 20 years ago. My lovely sister, we're alike, but we're very different in our outlooks on life. And I was with my current partner, We just celebrated our 20th anniversary. Woo, woo, woo. And she said she accused me, I was visiting her, and she accused me of being a chameleon. And she wasn't right, but she also wasn't wrong. And this is something else that I've been thinking about for 20 odd years. I said, oh, that's very interesting. And my first reaction to it was, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what my day-to-day life is. You don't know who I am since I left home at the age of, 18. I've been gone for all of this time. You don't know my day-to-day life. But she wasn't wrong because I had become a different person being with my current partner than I had been with my previous partner. And for me, it felt like I was becoming more of myself. And I was able to be more of myself and embrace more of myself and allow more of me to shine than I had previously. But all she saw was that from her perspective on the outside, it looked like I kept adjusting who I was to fit the person that I was with. And so she was not right, but she was not wrong either, right? So I was changing, but from my perspective, I was changing to become more of who I actually was. And then I have a friend, my lovely friend, who she has given me a lot of perspectives on life. So I'm going to give you these two examples. This is another example. She's given me a ton of perspectives on life and people and relationships and how relationships work. And she does a system called True Colors. And there's only four colors, and everybody's got all four colors, but you've got them in different kind of like quantities, let's say. And she didn't discover until very late in life that she was trying to live in one mold that most of her family was, and that didn't fit her. She was always this strange person to her family. And she was trying to fit into this, like, responsible, I mean, she'd had a couple of kids. She'd been married, and she was trying to fit into this almost like accountant-like role where you're super organized and you're taking care of things and you're taking care, you know what's going on, and that's not who she was. She was faking it, and she wasn't making it. They say fake it till you make it. If you keep faking it and it's just you just never grow into that role, it's the wrong role. She ended up leaving Canada at the age of, I think she said she was 50 when she left. She went to Europe for 10 years and became a rock singer. And how amazing is that? First of all, that she had the guts to do it. But second of all, that's who she really is. I mean, I met her after the fact, after she came back to Canada, and that is absolutely who she is. I could never see her being like an administrator of any kind. That doesn't fit her personality. So we go through these phases where in the beginning, yes. So we have this beginning of our life where we do adapt ourselves to fit in because we need to survive. There was a time in our evolution where if you didn't fit in and they kicked you out, that's what the whole what's that reality show? I never watch reality shows. The one where they kick you off the island. That's when I started stop. That's when I stopped watching commercial television. Survivor. Thanks, Danielle. Survivor. So Danielle's here helping me because she's the other half of my brain today for the next hour. Thanks, Danielle. Yeah, when all of the reality TV shows hit the airwaves, that's when I disconnected my cable because really, this is what entertainment has come to? Conflict and fighting over who's the best and doing kind of ridiculous things to prove that you can be accepted. I'm not down with that. Although I do have a, guilty pleasure of Agatha Christie murder mysteries, but they're very intellectual. So when we're just like the chameleon years, the chameleon years, you can think of it as the early part of your life where You landed on planet Earth, you're like, oh shoot, I forgot to bring my owner's manual. I don't know exactly how this place operates. So you got to find your way. It's trial by fire. So it's like, oh, if I cry, somebody seems to come and look after me. But if I cry too much, they ignore me. So somewhere in there is the balance. And you start to figure out how to manage that early part of your life where you need to belong to survive. You realize that approval is a way to keep yourself on this side of the world, right? So, but there's going to be a point where, and it's interesting that in the Terrible Twos, the children learn the word no, and then they forget it somehow later in life. It's like you're experimenting. Remember when kids are growing up, they start experimenting with boundaries, and they get a lot of messages. So I was been listening a lot to these various authorities on development and where the stories that we tell ourselves come from, and the stories of who we are, because who you are is who you've told yourself that you are. Although inside of you somewhere may be a you that doesn't really match with the story that you told yourself. And the story that you told yourself could potentially be a story that someone else told you. So I remember I was listening to a podcast, and this person was saying that they always thought they were bad at math because in like grade four or something, their teacher told them they were bad at math. So they believed it until university when someone said, "You're not bad at math, let me show you." And then their whole brain just went, "Oh my God, why did I think I was bad at math?" Somewhere in your life, someone may have told you something about yourself and you believed them. And it could have been you for a period of time. You, by the way, are allowed to change. Right? You are allowed to change. So in the beginning, you have to fit into your family, your family dynamics. There's learning how to operate in school, like kindergarten. Oh my gosh, they throw you into this room with all these kids. You're like, hey, I was a shy little kid, believe it or not. I was a very shy kid. And they throw me into a room with 30 kids. I am hiding somewhere in the corner because this is overwhelming for me. This is too many people yelling and screaming and running. It's like sensory overload. And there's also the culture you grew up in, what your expectations were. Girls sit with their knees together and their hands crossed, and I walked around with a book on my head so my grandparents were British, so that I could stand up straight and walk up straight. And you do all of this, but you may end up stifling the parts of you that were meant to be expressed. Because as we say in the beginning of this podcast, are you dimming your light because someone told you you were too loud or too bright or too much of something? Was I shy and quiet because somebody told me that I was too loud at some point? I don't know, I don't remember. But I discovered later, I realized last night when I was thinking about, so I was lying in bed last night thinking about this show and what I wanted to help people. And I want to help people recognize and be okay with that you could potentially be and probably should be more than you're allowing yourself to be. Time to stop playing small with yourself. Doesn't mean you're going to cure cancer or anything like that. Well, maybe you are, but you don't have to. You could just be your big shiny self. But I was lying in bed thinking about this, and I was trying to remember when I shifted. And I remember the day very clearly. And it was one of those, it's like someone slapped you in the face. I went, "Oh my goodness." And suddenly there was a light on, and I was looking around with these new eyes going, I had one of those, how did I get here moments? And why have I been letting this happen to me? And how can I change this? So I was 27 years old, which right now seems like I was a kid. But back then, I was a grown up. Come on, you're always as old as you are, right? It's not until you get further down the road. So what am I now? So that was like 30 years ago. Oh my God, 30 years, poof, poof, it went poof. But I was 27 and I suddenly had this smack upside the head. Someone said something that woke me up. Did it change? I had new eyes. But did I change overnight? No, I did not change overnight. I took the long way. But I took my way. I did it my. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to sing. So if you find, I'll tell you the story after the break of what happened. But you might at some point, or have already had it happen, where you've had that smack where you're like, wait, 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 wait. This isn't why I came here. This isn't who I really am. This isn't what I want to do. So then the question is, what do you do with that, right? What are you going to do with that? So we're going to, what we're doing, we're going to go to a break, my friends. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what the smack up the side of my face was that woke me up, the path that I took, and the quest for you to take. If you so choose, if you choose to accept this mission, it's not going to self-destruct. You are listening to Illuminate Your Worth with me, Heather Stewart, on the Inspired Choices Network. And we're talking about identity surfing, and we'll be right back after the break.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Yeah, baby. So welcome back. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for staying with me. We're surfing. Remember, we're surfing identities and it's okay to surf. It's like going clothing shopping. You try on an outfit that someone says, this is perfect for you. And you try it on. You're like, oh, no, it isn't. But you have to have the guts to say, oh, no, it isn't. And go to the outfit that you want. So I was talking to Danielle at the beginning of the show. I was at a music festival all weekend full of hippies and free range children and children, not chickens. And I had all my tie dye out and it's not for everyone, but I enjoy a good tie dye, my friends. The brighter, the better. Would I have done that 30 years ago? Hell no. I was black. Navy blue, maybe gray back then, back in the day. But that's the Heather before the smack up the side of the head. So I was, I'll tell you the story of identity surfing. So I was quiet. I was shy. I was quite polite. People always said, oh, that Heather, she's so polite. And my mother probably wouldn't have agreed, but in public, I was very polite and quiet and, you know, that well-behaved child. And I was 27. I'm in the back seat of a car. You know, when they only had two-door cars and you had to put the seat forward and climb out way back when. Do they still make those? I don't know. But My boyfriend at the time was driving, and he had gotten out of the car and put the seat forward, and his mother was in the passenger seat and she'd gotten out. And he said something quite rude to me because I was taking too long to get out of the car. And his mother said, "You can't talk to her that way." And that was the, "Oh my God, he always talks to me that way." But it did, it's like, I don't know if it's an urban myth that frogs will boil to death if you put them in warm water and heat it up. But it's like I had become so accustomed to the treatment of my boyfriend that I just did not even recognize that it was inappropriate and that his behavior was part of what was keeping me really small. He was very controlling. And I just had that like, oh, wait a minute. It's like, what happened? It's like suddenly I was like Rumpelstiltskin. What happened? How did I get here? Why is this person treating me like this? Is this acceptable? And even though I had that moment, that like wake up moment, it still took me 2 years of navigating this new realization to end that relationship. And is that right or wrong? I don't know. Psst, there's no right or wrong. There's just learning. That was what it took for me to figure out a little bit more of paying attention now. Now you're awake, paying attention to the conversations, paying attention to the interactions, paying attention to when you're compromising yourself. Are you saying yes when you mean no? Are you adopting a behavior that fits a situation but it doesn't fit you? Are you trying to act in a way that this per that society, family, partners, culture, whatever, is expecting you to act? Are you acting in a way that you're like, this is what they want, so this is how I will act, even though it's not really what you feel on the inside? And yeah, it's like when you I went shopping for a wedding dress at one point, and nobody buys off the rack. It's like, what do you mean? It's like, well, because you're unique and individual. This is the wedding consultant lady. Everybody's unique and individual. You get a style you like, and then we make it so that it's you, not just something off the rack. And I'm like, oh, that sounds really cool. I want something that's unique to me. And it takes some guts to do that. If you've lived your whole life, this is where people pleasers come in too, right? People pleasing, compromising yourself, compromising what you want because you're trying to keep the peace, because you're trying to be accepted, because you think this is how you're going to get love. Spoiler alert, the only person you really need love from is you. So look on the inside, my friends. That's a topic, that's a whole hour conversation for another day. But if you find yourself in that situation, it doesn't mean you have to throw everything away. And it took me 2 years because I wasn't sure what I needed to do. Like I said, there was no owner's manual, right? There's no owner's manual for this life. Maybe there was, but I just didn't read it before I came down. I'm very bad at reading instructions. My husband always teases me because I'll open something and I'll start messing with it. He goes, "Aren't you going to read the instructions?" No, I'll figure it out until it stops working. And then I read the instructions. But we don't come with instruction manuals. Ask any parent. You can read Dr. Spock all you want. Sorry, there's no actual instruction manual for children. So I took me 2 years to start going, paying attention and going, when I saw the treatment and I tried, okay, maybe if I just push back a little bit, what'll happen? Maybe if I push back more, what'll happen? Maybe if I try to have a conversation, maybe if I try to shift it, maybe if I try to act this way, maybe if I do this. So I was trying to figure out, because we've been together for quite a while, I was trying to figure out how to navigate inside that relationship until 2 years later, I said, this, I had actually done enough work on myself that over those 2 years to recognize, even within that relationship that wasn't fitting, to recognize that I had to make a decision for myself. I had to decide to stop living that life. And you know what? It was pretty lonely. I'm going to admit it. There was no life coaches. It didn't even occur to me that I needed to go see a psychotherapist, although I don't think I did. Some people do, you know, I'm not saying it's wrong. I've been to therapists for other things, but my personality was, I found out last night that I'm a Generation X, which apparently is very self-sufficient, very self-sufficient generation, because we had latchkey parents, not helicopter parents. So we went out and did things and we either got killed or we lived. No seatbelts, no bike helmets, Evel Knievel ramps. Somehow we survived it. Although my brother has a lot of scars from all the stitches he ever got. But the person that you are, it took me a couple of years to rebuild my knowing of who I was and what was acceptable for me. And I continue to build that. I don't think that's something you ever stop, because you're going to continue. Life is a continual journey of learning. When you stop learning, I think, is when you shuffle off the mortal coil. When you're like, okay, I got it. I'm done. This lesson's over. I constantly say, I still got a lot to do. I'm not ready yet. Universe, I got a lot to do. Ready? Okay. So it took me 2 years to get to the point where I felt like, okay, I've got a better idea now of who I am and what's acceptable. And this situation is not going to change. So for myself, I need to be strong enough to make the decision to leave. And I say it felt lonely because I was doing all of this myself, all of this inside, I'm rebalancing, reevaluating. I didn't have anybody to talk to. And you have friends, like I had friends, obviously, but their perspectives were colored by not maliciously, but they're just colored by their own agendas and their own understanding of what's going on. And nobody can really know what's going on in a relationship between two people except the two people. And sometimes they don't even have a full realization of what's going on in their relationship. So my very good friend at the time did not understand what was going on. And I felt like I had no support from her. In fact, she got mad at me for something I can't even remember. And my baby brother was probably the most support that I had, because he was living with me at the time in my basement. He was living with me and my partner at the time. And he never really says anything. He's a, you know, soft-spoken kind of tough. He thinks he's a tough guy, but he's not. He's a teddy bear. Sorry, Kirk. And he never really said anything to me, but his presence for me was helped me have the strength to make this decision, even though I was making him homeless. So I did leave. I almost didn't. I almost like changed my mind and ran back because it was so scary. But I took that big leap out, and it would have been easier for sure if I'd had an impartial person to chat with. But I knew that the only way I was going to have a life that I was going to enjoy was to make that decision. The only way to have a life where I could be fully more, and I didn't even know who I was yet. Who am I if I'm not who I am? I was me, but I wasn't me. The only way I was going to be able to do that was to step out of that situation, to like get out of it, get away from it. And it was so hard. His mother phoned me one day. She was so upset that I was leaving because she loved me. I was like, I'm breaking up with an entire family. Like, it was heart-wrenching. But I had to. I absolutely had to. And it took me a little while to get my feet back under me. But let me tell you, when I got my feet back under me, I have a fridge magnet. I still have it that I bought right around that time that says, I no longer live in fear. You know, it's like, let's go, people. I'm busting out. Let's go on the adventure to see who I am. And you can come with me if you want as we go out and play. So this quest to find yourself is not a one and done. It's not, I don't think you ever get a final answer. And that for me is really exciting. But what's interesting is I do know who I am now, but I still keep finding out new layers and dimensions of who I am. And I kind of akin, it's kind of akin to yoga. So if you've ever practiced yoga, you know what a downward dog is. A downward dog is just like, you know, downward dog, hands and feet. And even though I've been doing yoga for 25 years, when I do downward dog, it's like a new layer. Every now and then I'm like, oh, a new layer comes in. It's like, oh, I never noticed that before. So I know my downward dog. I know where my body is in a downward dog on any given day. But at the same time, there can be new dimensions revealed as you keep working through a pose, an asana. And by the way, it's asana, not asana. Asana is a program. And this quest to find yourself is fabulous and exciting and uplifting and freeing. And you get to be this amazing human being that you came here to be. And if the people around you aren't the right people to support that fabulous being, that's okay. You can take the lesson that they are offering you, thank them, and then move on to the people who are supposed to be there to support you in who you are. So I think we're gonna go to a break in a moment, any second now. Break, but I just started talking. I could talk for hours, apparently. It's because I didn't talk for the first, 27 years of my life. I was saving it all up for now. So we're going to go to a break. We are going to talk about becoming yourself and the excitement of becoming yourself. You are listening to Identity Surfing on Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. I am Heather. We're going to have a quick break and then we're going to come back and talk some more. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Let's do that. So I'm always forget to say this. By the way, yeah, my website is easy peasy, heatherstewart.coach. And Thinking about this episode, it's funny because I didn't know I was going to tell you that story about being 27 and waking up to the reality that I was not. I had learned a lot of lessons in that relationship, and I don't regret any of it. I don't regret any of the mistakes that I made because, oh my gosh, I have. Let's just say, instead of I made a lot of mistakes, I have learned a lot of things over the years. So, oh yeah, welcome back to Illuminate Your Worth, by the way. But when I was thinking about that last night, I realized that I was kind of lonely at the time because I didn't really have anybody with a neutral perspective that I could just kind of have a conversation with. And my invitation is if you are in that right now, like I am here for you, my friend. I get it. I totally get it. So I have surfed through a lot of things in life and managed to survive. And never an agenda, always support is what I think helps people the most because you actually already know the answer to what you need. But sometimes you need that person outside of you to reflect it back to you because you can't see it. I think I've mentioned this before. It's like your instructions are on the outside of your box and you can't see it. You know it's there, but you just need someone to read it back to you so you can get a sense of what it is. And you're not supposed to fit in, by the way. Once you become a certain age, you can look after yourself. You can feed yourself, you can clothe yourself, you can do all of the things. And you don't have to conform anymore. And especially in this day and age, there was a time in our lives we needed to conform. There was a time in our history, our evolution, that we needed to conform so they didn't kick us out. But you don't have to conform anymore. Danielle and I were talking just before the show. I'm going to the UK in September, and she was saying that the people in London, England, not London, Ontario, for my Canadian friends, you can see anything and everything there because they just wear whatever they want and they're not conforming to anything. Or maybe they're conforming to what they just want. And so we're even in Toronto, which is where I am, you can see pretty much anything walking downtown. And I mean it. You can see anything. One day I saw a lady walking topless because it's not illegal here for women to be topless. It's unusual. You still have to wear a shirt if you go into the coffee shop. But I said, okay, no problem. And we do have a nude beach here too, by the way. I know. We have a nude beach. I haven't been to it because I'm a ginger. I'll burn. I don't want to burn all my super sensitive little bits. But you can. And you should's not the right word. It's in your best interest. Your life will be so much more fulfilling and happy and juicy and exciting if you allow yourself to be the person that you are on the inside. Who are you if you are not who you are? Maybe you are being the accountant when you should be the rock singer. Maybe you're being the accountant, which was me, when really I was a healer of some variety. I mean, I spent 14 years as a massage therapist, and I still, when I see people, I can see what's going on. I'm like, oh, you've got this sore, don't you? Oh, how about you try this or this or this? I'm still teaching yoga 25 years. Oh my God. Anyway, so there's, think about. Oh, I had notes actually that I wanted to open up. Hold on. So while you're thinking about that, while you're thinking about the who are you? Here we are. I was reading something else today that I wanted to give you some ideas of what to think about. So when you are becoming yourself or figuring out who you are or what you want or how you would like to operate in the world, you don't have to take massive, you don't have to chuck it all out. I mean, I chucked it all out, right? I've chucked it all out a couple of times, but you don't have to do that. if it doesn't feel aligned for you. And you don't have to be apologize for making changes in your life. You don't have to say, I'm sorry to anybody for you being you, as long as you're not a jerk, right? Just don't be a jerk. And you can think about what your core values are. This is an interesting exercise to take. I can, if you ever want, by the way, I have a link to a quiz for values. It's actually my coach's quiz, but it's very interesting to find out what your values are. And practices that help you feel more yourself. Tomorrow is the new moon in Leo, by the way, for those of you who follow. And something to think about reflection on is who did you make beautiful while your own self-worth was starving? Ooh, right? Who were you building up? Well, but at the same time, tearing down yourself. And maybe you didn't. But I can probably guarantee you that we've all done it to some extent at some point in our life. And it's not that it's wrong to build someone else up. I feel like for me, I love building other people up, but I don't do it at the expense of my self-worth. I do it because I truly think that I love building people up. It doesn't diminish me. If I do it in a way that diminishes me, then I'm doing myself a disservice. Because if I'm diminishing myself, there is less of me, less of who I am to help other people and build other people up. If you can help other people while helping yourself, win-win, friends, win-win, right? Who got your best, your brightest, and your most intuitive love and couldn't give back even a fraction? So think about relationships. There's tons of dysfunctional relationships in the world. You know, this is how we learn. We get into dysfunctional relationships. We think everything's fabulous, and then we go, oh, shoot, this isn't actually very good. Or this isn't serving me. Or something I heard recently, oh, but he's a really nice guy. I'm like, yeah, he's a super nice guy. But is he the friend nice guy that you need, or is he the partner nice guy that you need? That's two different roles. So if you are loving someone so much and you're not getting it reciprocal, it's like breathing. You breathe in, breathe in, breathe in, breathe in, you're taking. At some point, you breathe out and you give. Right? If you're just giving, you're going to starve to death because you need an inhale. Have you ever tried that breathing practice in yoga where you exhale all your air out and then you hold the air out? How long can you do that for? So if you think about love and companionship and energy and relationships in that way, if you're always exhaling and giving and you never get to take an inhale, you're going to pass out. I mean, you need an inhale. You need some back. And not just like dribbles, not like you're trying to breathe through a straw. You need a big, full inhale of love and life in relationships. I mean, the one with yourself, as we said, spoiler alert, is the best one because you're always given and you can always give to yourself and receive from yourself, hopefully. So think about that giving and receiving, giving and receiving. If you're in a relationship that is all giving, don't swing too hard in the other direction. Or maybe if you want to swing in the other direction as much as you want. But if you try to swing it all the other way where you start taking, you might unbalance and just start taking and become the taker instead of the giver. Try to negotiate a give and take middle ground space, or find someone who can give you some love while you give them love. I have two more that I'm going to tell you about in a moment. Not yet, because I don't want to, jump right to the end. I hate the end. I like the middle. I like the messy middle of life. Because that's where all the action is, in the messy middle. Beginnings are super fun and exciting and invigorating. Endings are Happy and sad. Happy because something new will start, sad because something's ending. That's what this tattoo, by the way, says on my arm if you're watching the video. It's the Ouroboros. It's the snake eating his tail, and it says the beginning is the end, and it goes in a circle. The beginning is the end, is the beginning is the end, is the beginning is the end. As a reminder that even when things end, so if you are ready to end being who you're not, that means you can begin being who you are. And that's why you're here. You are here to be who you are. Even if that's maybe you're here to figure out who you are, right? That's a question in as of itself, and that's pretty groovy. So come back, stay with us for the break. We're going to discuss the last little bit of this, of how to become you, your awesomeness. There's no race, by the way. You don't have to race to figure out who you are. You can take your time, go at your own pace, because you shouldn't go at my pace. You should go at your pace, because my pace is my pace and your pace is your pace. We are going to continue this conversation. We are on Illuminate Your Worth. We're talking about identity surfing on the Inspired Choices Network. So come on back in a minute. We'll see you in a sec.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
I love the word thriving, by the way. Welcome back to Illuminate Your Worth. And this is Identity Surfing, and we're on the Inspired Choices Network. And before I forget, friends, if you're listening, wherever you're listening, a 5-star review would be spectacular. You can even leave words if you want. And if it's not a 5-star review, just email me and tell me why. I won't take offense. I might even just laugh. info@heatherstewart.coach. Yes, send me a message. But leave us a review, because my intention for the podcast is to get out there and help people. And the more people I can help, the better the world gets, right? So we're talking about identity surfing, and what identity are you outgrowing, or have you outgrown, but you're still trying to fit in? So remember that favorite outfit? I had this cool turquoise outfit when I was like, I think I was 6. It was like hot pants and a little jacket. Oh my God, I loved that outfit. Imagine if I tried to fit into it now. It would not fit at all. So are you wearing an identity right now that fit you when you were 5, but really doesn't serve you as an adult? It's time to change your clothes. It's time to find a new fabulous outfit and figure out what's emerging from you that's a better fit for you, right? So we were talking about some things to reflect on. The what did you make beautiful while your own self-worth was starving? That one makes me go, oh. Who got your best and your brightest and your most intuitive love but couldn't give it back to you? I mean, that is a way to starve yourself, friends. And then the extrapolation of that is, and this is maybe what people end up in therapy, is like they go and do most extreme things to find someone to love them, and they'll accept the most extreme things because they just want to be loved, right? But you're looking for it in the wrong places. Here's another question. What version of you did you bury just to be tolerable to the people around you? And if they can't tolerate you, what's that Dr. Seuss? Those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. So if the people around you don't like who you are when you're being yourself. Like, let's be serious. Are they your friends? You don't have to put up with that bull. I have a friend who she is, when she walks into a room, oh, you know it. And she's amazing, but there's some people who find her energy a little overpowering. That's okay. You're not here for everybody. And think about this. What did dimming your light actually cost you? That might take a while for you to figure out. For me, dimming my light cost me a good 12 years of being who I really was. And in the grand scheme of things, 12 years, that's a good chunk of a life. But at the same time, like I said, I don't actually regret it, because I learned a lot. So I think that I stayed there for the lessons I was supposed to learn. So we're going to talk. So I want you to just sit with those questions and reflect on them and think about it. And I mean, if you need someone to reflect back to you, or to expand those questions and have the conversation, you can find me, heatherstewart.coach. It's easy, easy peasy. Coach. And I want you to reclaim your voice. I want you to reclaim your creative fire. I want you to reclaim your power. I want you to reclaim and own your joy. I want the best of everything for you, because I truly believe 100% this is my guiding force in life. The more people on the planet who are living their true selves, their true worth, there's no power struggles, there's no fighting, there's conflict, there could be conflict, contrast because of differences of opinion, but you don't have to tear someone else down. You don't have to yell, you don't have to be a troll on social media. You don't have to force everyone into your opinion, because that's how you think you're going to be valuable. Other people can have their opinions, and you can have debates. Remember when people actually debated intelligently, and they could agree to disagree and then still go out for dinner and be friends? This is the world that I'm creating. And it's going to take me a bit of time to get all you people charged up. And I'm okay with that. Like I said, I'm here for the long haul of helping this world shift its energy, to raise its vibration, to shift into the place where we can all breathe, we can all be authentic, we can all be ourselves. And that is the exciting place that I'm working for. Yes, beautiful. Next week, what are we talking about next week? I remember, why are you so angry? Oh my goodness, this is a good one, because this one came from a dream I had about dinosaurs after I watched the Jurassic Park movie. And you're going, how does that connect to why are you so angry? You'll just have to come back and listen for that one. It's going to be super, because did you know that your dreams are a place where your subconscious gives you the answers to things? If you can dial those in and listen to them, I interviewed someone on the Back to Me podcast, which is, of course, the podcast that I had right before I came to the Inspired Choices Network. And go listen to that episode, because she's a dream. Dream guide, something like that. She teaches you how to unpack the information in your dreams. So if you want to know, why are you so angry? What it has to do with dinosaurs and Jurassic Park, you're going to have to come back next week. But for this week, my friend, stop dimming yourself and let yourself shine, because I love you and I want you to shine. Take care. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.